Nolte, Damon Wayans says Dave Chappelle freed the comedy slaves to PC culture. By John Nolte on October 12, 2021. Actor, comedian Damon Wayans told TMZ that Dave Chappelle freed the slaves, meaning comedians who are slaves to PC culture. TMZ caught up with Wayans outside LAX. He's wearing a hat, sunglasses, and mask, so it's a real credit to this TMZ staffer who managed to still recognize him. The reporter asks Wayans of Chappelle, "How do you feel about the Netflix special? Should he be canceled or anything like that?" Wayans says, "I really feel like Dave freed the slaves. We, comedians, were slaves to PC culture and he just, you know, as an artist, he was trying to tell us it's okay. I just think, Chappelle's saying with all that I have, I'm not afraid to lose it for the sale of freedom of speech," he added. "You can't, you know, edit yourself. Comedians, we're like, Mercedes makes a great car. But they've got to crash a lot of them before they perfect them." When asked about the specific content of Chappelle's The Closer, where the jokes were primarily aimed at the fascist gay mafia, Wayans chose not to comment. "I can't speak about the content of the show," he said, adding, "but what I'm saying is that there's a bigger conversation we need to have. Somebody needs to look us in the eyes and go, you are not longer free in this country. You're not free to say what you want. You will say what we want you to say, otherwise we will cancel you. Watch below." Wayans is exactly right, and if you're familiar with his comedic roots, the brilliant early 90s show In Living Color, which hunted down sacred cows with biting but good-natured zeal, you can understand his frustration. Watch below. This new McCarthyism is no different than the old McCarthyism. You either believe what the establishment wants you to believe, you either say what the establishment wants you to say, or one of America's most powerful political parties, Democrats, with the help of the media and Hollywood, will destroy your reputation and your ability to make a living. It's the exact same villains as we saw in the 1950s blacklist era. Even more insidious, though, is how the most politically and socially powerful group in the world, the fascist gay mafia, has continued to get away with playing the victim in order to inoculate themselves from satire. It is nothing less than un-American that the most powerful force in the country, the fascist gay mafia, is shielded by modern-day McCarthyites, not only from satire but from reality. People are actually being bullied and intimidated into accepting the ludicrous idea that men can magically transform into women and women and magically transform into men. The whole idea is outrageous, especially when those men end up in your daughter's locker room or on her sports team. Wayans declared Chappelle a comedic Van Gogh, a man who sacrificed an ear for the rest of us. "I see Chappelle as our free speech Moses, a man with the moral courage to use his power and position in the exact way others should. Chappelle is basically untouchable. He is super wealthy and has a large, hard-earned following. In other words, he is uncancelable. If Netflix drops him or tries to censor him, he can always film his own stand-up routines, say whatever the hell he wants, and make a fortune distributing them on his own. There are plenty of people in his position, but he's the only one doing what he should be doing with all that power, using it to fight the left-wing fascists who seek to silence and punish free thought and artistic expression. We live in a streaming world where more content is being produced than ever before. We also live in a world where more racial minorities are working in TV and movies than ever before. That is all good. But what is not good is that all this content is shit. It's unwatchable propaganda, with a shelf life that expires within the hour. Art lasts forever. Propaganda dies immediately. 5 years wasted on woke shit, and the long-term effects on pop culture will be devastating, especially on the performers who are right now killing their opportunity at a lasting career by appearing in this garbage. These actors and actresses all come off as assholes, which kills audience goodwill, and goodwill is what creates lasting careers. A whole generation of performers is being wiped out. Then there are the brands that are forever damaged. Star Wars, Bond, Ghostbusters, Charlie's Angels, Men in Black, Shaft, X-Men, Space Jam, Harley Quinn, Wonder Woman, and you know Marvel's about to fall into this pit. In 50 years, all this woke crap will be forgotten, and Dave Chappelle will be remembered. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.